Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. We continue our series of Ein Bein Mishnayos, two dinim from different places in Shas that have similar halachas, but only certain chilukim. Ein Bein Zov HaRoya Shtei Riyas L'Roya Sholosh. There's a Zov. A Zov is a Tuma HaYoytzi Megufoy. There's a Balkari, is one type of Tuma. A Zov is a different texture. Pasuk in Parshas Mitzray describes the two. A Zov, if he has two Re'iyos that are not separated by one day, two within, without a break of one day. So the first time, he becomes Tomei, and he has to be Toivu, like any other Tumah with Harav Shemesh. The second time, the halacha is that he has to be Toivu, not in a mikveh, because Hakasu has to be Toivu in a Mayon. Pasuk in the Pasuk in Mitzarev, Peg Tezvov, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Tumah is a Tumah Chamur, it's Metam B'Mishka V'Moshev, and most importantly, the Tumah is a Tumah L'Shivas Yomim. A Zov and a Zovo need to have Tumah Shivas Yomim with certain Chilukim. A Zov has Tumah Shivas Yomim if he saw two Re'iyos. The only Nafkamina of seeing two Re'iyos and three, one and two, is a major Nafkamina. One is Tama, it's a Tomei, but it's not a Tumah Chamur of Shivas Yomim. He also doesn't need a Tvilas Mayon. Shtei Re'iyos and Sholosh needed Tfilas Mayon and the Tomei Shivas Yomim. They're also only Tohor if they have Shiva Yemein Nikim. If he's Roya Sholosh, then he has to bring a Karbon, described over the Impassion Mitzvah, and that's what the Mishnah says. Ein Bein the two Ella Karbon. Ein Bein Mitzvah Muzgir L'Mitzvah Mukhlot. There's two types of Tzoras. The Simonim of Tzoras come in Pashas Tazri in two stages. There's one where a person has a nega, and then there are simoni tumo that are machlit the tome. Sometimes from one week to the next, it's uposo hanega, or there's a michia in the oil, or there's a seir lovon in the nega described in Pashas Tazria. Few in Pashas Mitzray, mostly in Pashas Tazria. In any case, a muzgar is when the kohen comes and the kohen locks him up, so to speak. Means that the kohen tells him that he has a nega, but the Torah is not machlit him. Torah muchletes is muchlet means done. It's final. It's not subject to appeal. Muzgar is sort of waiting for appeal. So the truth of the matter is that in terms of the etzem chomer of the tumah, both of them are the same. There's certain chumris, if a mitzvah walks into a house, he's mitam everything in the house, v'chulei, those are the same, a mitzvah muzgah, mitzvah mukhlet. Also, the fact that he has to go out of Machne Yisrael, which is a din that you don't have by other tumas. Other tumas, he has to go, he's not like going to the Azaru, or if the Harabayis, if it's a tumah yoytze migufi, but out of Machne Yisrael, to go completely out of the city, that's only by a mitzvah. That halach is the same by both of them. What's choluk? Ela prio uprimo. The Torah describes in Parshas Tazria when a person is Rachman al Tzana Mitzera Mukhlit, so then he has to not only go out, he has to rip his clothing. That's prio means Miloshin ripping. He has to rise kri on all his begotten. Uprimo means he has to uncover his head. Does it mean completely uncovered, or he's not allowed to wear any type of kisui roish choshuv that the Mufashim discuss? Ein bein tohor mitoich hezgil letohor mitoich echlet. Here's the flip side. How does one become tohor from a state of being a mitzvah muzger to becoming tohor from a state of mitzvah muchlet? Mishnah says the same thing. Tiglachas ela tiglachas vitziporin. That means the seder hatahara that the Torah describes in the beginning of Parshas Mitzvah. Somebody's a tomei with Tumas Mitzvah, and then he has to bring, after the Kohen already sees that the Nega disappeared, he has to take two Tziporim with a Kli of Mayim Chaim, and he has to Shecht one of the, with the Eitz Erez, with the Ezer, with the Choshoni. One Tzipor has to be Shechted on the water, and he has to be Toivul the Eitz Erez, the Ezer, and he has to spritz it on the Mitzvah. Then the Kohen has to come in, B'toychoir, and he sends away the second Tzipor, is also Bano. You sheleach the second tzipor al pnei asoda. Then he's megaleach, this is the teglachas. He has to be shaved, but we're talking about a complete teglachas, like the Torah have. There's a few people that have this. A nozer has this, a mitzvah has this, and the levim had this in Parshas Baloischa, as part of their process of, I'm sorry, Parshas Nosoi, as becoming Niskadish Lavoida. So he has to go through this Teglachas 7 days. During those 7 days, he's a lesser Tumah because he's sort of like a Tvul Yoim. So he's only Mitam B'magi. He's not Mitam with the Ganser Choymer of Tumas Mitzoyro. And then 7 days later, he has to be shaved again, a Teglachas again. That whole process, the Tzipoirim, the two Tzipoirim coming in, the Ganser Maisa with the two Teglachas with the 7 days, that's only by a Tzoyro Muchlit, not by a Mitzoyro Muzger. There's one glaring omission over here in the Mishnah. L'chayim Pashas Mitzoyro, there's a whole Seder of Karbonis. He has to come, he has to make Hashem Mitzoyro, with a Ganser, with a Loik Shemen, with different boyin, matnas yodah, viragla, again, a whole karbonis of a mitzvah. When I go into all the details, the Torah only says by mitzvah mukhlatis, not by mitzvah musger. So the Rav says, we're talking over here about the tahara with the refuah. And that is no difference between the two. We're not talking about the karbonis, that's already not during the 7 days, it's already on the 8th day. We'll add a detail to that. The Tahara really takes place with the process that we just described, the Teglachas. That's when he becomes Tohar. The fact that he's then Mechusik Kippurim is not a real Tumah. There are a few people that are Tohar. They're Mechusik Kippurim. It's only, it doesn't pass on anything. He's not Metameh. He has a din, he's not allowed to eat Kachim. That din is a din Klape Kachim, a Mechusik Kapor. So that din is not included in the Mishnah. There is a shita, a das yochid, very mechudish dik, that the Meiri brings, that a mitzvah muzge also needs karbonis, but it's not the pashtus. We have find no mention of it any place in Shas. So the stomius, and that's certainly the way the Rav names on, based on the sugis hashas and the rishonim, that a mitzvah muzge does not bring the karbonis, but it's not in the Mishnah. Mishnah Ches, Ein Ben Svarim L'Tvil N'Mezuzas. Talking here, L'Chayr, there should be a number of chilukim between Svarim, Sifrei Torah, that is, and Tvil N'Mezuzas. But the Mishnah says there's no chilukim between them. El Shah Svarim Nechtovim B'chol Loshoin, U'Tvil N'Mezuzas Ein Nechtovim Ela Ashuris. Tvil N'Mezuzas have to be written with the way we know Tvil N'Mezuzas are written, Ksav Ashuris. What does it mean that Sifrei Torah could be written B'chol Loshoin? So Tanna Kama holds a chiddush that Sifrei Kodesh, Sefer Torah, if it's written the whole Sefer Torah, it's written b'chol lashon, it has kedusha. Obviously, it has to be written on klaf and it has to be written with gidin and all the other ways that you write a Sefer Torah. But yeah, it could be written chiddush. Now there are chilukim between mezuzis and tefillin that we're not mentioning. We're talking about things that are dissimilar between Sifrei Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzas. There are chilukim legabe sirtut, and there's a shayla also which side of the hide should be written on. One side called the gvil, one side is called the klaf, one was used for Sifrei Torah, one was used for Tefillin. So there are chilukim, but the Mishnah doesn't say everything over here. Not clear exactly what's bechlal and what's not bechlal. The Rishonim have a discussion. L'maisa, this is the Tanna Kamma. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Af Besvarim Lehitiru Shiyakosva Liyavonis. It's a very interesting halacha. Chazal allowed that Sefer Torah could be written B'chol Loshon. L'maisa, this is learnt out from the fact that in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, is Moshe Rabbeinu was Mazbir Kol HaTorah, Hoyel Moshe Be'eres HaTorah Azois Leimor, and Rashi says it means over there they explained the Veshiv Loshon, and the same thing you have later on Pashkis Ovoi, where they wrote Be'ha Grizim Arevel, they wrote Kol HaTorah Kulo Veshiv Loshon. So L'chayra, that should be good for Sefer Torah also. Says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, no, Chazal only allowed Sifrei Kodesh to have Kedusha Svarim only if it was written B'Yavonis. Since the Gemara says that Yavon has a certain Mechutenshaft, he has a certain Yecholes to enter the realm of Kedusha, his language, because the Pasuk says, Yafta Likim Li Yefes V'yishkin Ba'ole Shem. The beauty of Yefes, Greek culture, which has so much that destroyed Klal Yisrael, But there's an akuda over there that can be brought into the Ba'al HaShem. It can be Yishkan Ba'al HaShem. The writing of Yefes can be the Yof Yefusa Shal Yefes, the Gemara calls it, could be brought into the oil Shal Shem. En lecha Loshen Yofa b'chol b'nei Yefes ke Loshen Yevoni. So remember that what we're talking about over here is Loshen Yevonis. L'maisa, this is the halacha. So Sifrei Torah in the times of Chazal could be written in Yevonis. L'maisa, the original Yevonis, Greek today is nothing. The original Yevonis that Chazal were talking about, that has this koyach, that it could be brought into the Ol Hashem, we don't have. So Mela, there's no such thing as a Sefer Torah, and that's why none of us have ever seen a Sefer Torah except in Lashon HaKodesh.